Chuck Chat Freestyle for August 16th, 2015, Season 4, Episode 13 of the Dog Days of Podcasting. Hello, once again, it is Sunday. This is the day that I have the most time on mixers and audio and studio stuff. I just got back from church, and I'm on the audio crew there, so I recorded the first service. And at the beginning, one of the gentlemen went up to the front to talk about the Cub Scouts, but he wasn't mic'd. So, yeah, I gotta record this stuff, and you couldn't hear him. So on the second service, the pastor asked him to walk up to the podium. He had two kids in tow, because talking about Cub Scouts, and he wanted to get their little testimonials about what they enjoy the most. And I patched that into the first service, so it all worked out. And then I cut CDs for the shut-ins, the people who can't get out to the church, but still like to listen to the service. We had some beautiful music there today, and I have been squirreling away some of the solos and music that they've been presenting. Going to put that into a collection. Not sure if we're going to sell it at the church and get donations or give it away. What we're going to do with it, but I'm still building raw material at this point. I got a couple of wonderful songs. Unfortunately, I discovered something on the first set of recordings. There were two songs, and the first one, for whatever reason, microphone number 9 on the lead vocalist didn't kick in for about a second or two at the beginning. So poor Summer's up there singing and being the professional she is, she just keep singing, just keep singing. She told me this afterwards. And then everything else went fine. And then in the second song, I realized, hey, there's a drum guy, a percussionist up there that you can't really hear. So I put on the headphones and I started opening up some of the microphones above him because there are 5 like along the choir wall. And I opened up a couple and doggone it, you can hear him. So on the second service, I was able to make much better recordings. I threw those in Evernote, and probably in a couple of months when I've got enough to collect and make a CD, I'll go get those. So they sound great. They sound better. They're doing a wonderful job and having fun with that. So church was fun. That was this morning. Now, as soon as I'm done recording this, I have to start preparing for tonight's Technorama episode, of which I have raw material that I've been collecting all week, and now I need to throw it together. Not sure who's showing up on the guest list. I know, obviously, Craig and I will be there. Donna is out, so either I run the video or whoever walks in the door first gets to run the video this week. And this may sound an awful lot like an old episode of Slice of Sci-Fi. Sam Roberts is in town, and she was a regular personality on that show. So if you're wondering whatever happened to Slice of Sci-Fi, listen to Technorama. They're pretty much here. I didn't take over their podcast. It's just I took over the staff and the studio and everything else. It's a lot of fun, and we have fun with that on Sunday nights. I'm going to pull the trigger soon and get the software upgraded. I don't know if I mentioned this to you or not, but at some point about 2 months ago, Google changed their API, and we're using Wirecast version 4. To broadcast out to YouTube Live. So we would have a live stream, and then it would automatically record, and everything was cool. Well, Google changed from version 2 to version 3 of their API, and Wirecast 4 is no longer supported. You bring it up, and it says, hey, I got an HTTP error 410, or something like that. We looked it up and said, we're boned. So have to pay several hundreds of dollars to get the software upgraded to version 6, and I'm going to go the extra mile and spend a little extra so that we can get Craig on a live IP camera and get his image into the collection. Hopefully there won't be a latency between his image and his audio that's coming through on Skype, because the video machine is different than the audio machine. We take the audio and we pump it over to the video machine. Blah, blah, blah. Hope it all works out. But anyway, we had a party yesterday at Sam Roberts' sister's house, because Sam is visiting from Atlanta. She moved to Atlanta a few months ago. Now she's home for a visit, so we had a party. And there was Tim Adamek and his wife Sharon, and Brian Brown and his wife Mary, and of course Mike and Lori Menengay were there. and Sam and her dog Gozer, and we met a few new people. So it was a good time. We had food and fun and games and music and conversation. Lots of good time over there. So hopefully we'll see who shows up tonight. We might be recording a little late so that Tim can try and make it. Is that my microphone rubbing on the shirt? Hold on. All right, I apologize about that. As I was moving, you hear this rustle, rustle, rustle for the last 5 minutes. I will hold my little wires off of my chest as I sit in this chair. I was going to record in the living room, dining room area, but man, that's echoey. It's a tile floor instead of carpet, so yeah, because I want the utmost quality while I'm recording on a phone. You can probably hear the ceiling fan in the background as a low hiss. At least I do. We'll see what it turns out like. Today's topic! Where is it? Today's topic is movie Jupiter Rising. This is a fairly recent movie. I watched it on the airline flight in May? Yeah. As I was coming back from the UK to the US. And just poking through the movies on the Delta flight and said, this looks interesting. Looks kind of sci-fi. And I thought it was all right. Later, when I was talking to Mike Menengay, he said, yeah, it's pretty much Cinderella in space. It's about the poor starving girl who doesn't know her own identity, living with relatives and in-laws, crappy life, cleaning toilets and whatnot. And then something happens and realizes she's part of a larger, kind of off-world destiny, shall we say. And the story of the space people is actually pretty interesting, because you're never really sure you know who to trust and what their motives are. They don't do a whole deep backstory. They just give you a few scenes about that. I thought it was very interesting. And then you find out what their true motive is and why Earth is so valuable to all these people. And now it's up to Jupiter, or as her aunt, what was her, calls her Jupiter, as a they're Russian or Ukrainian or something like that. You're not sure what a Jupiter is supposed to do. And of course, there's a love interest. You know, the lowly guy who shouldn't have the princess, unlike Cinderella, where it was a princess looking for a prince. This was a little bit different twist, but yeah, it was in there. So a bit predictable, a bit cheesy in spots, but as far as sci-fi stories go, I thought it was a pretty decent, I don't even know if it's an adaptation or somebody was inspired or what happened, but I enjoyed it. I'm going to give it a solid 7. So there you are, on my terrible scale of 1 to 10, 1 being couldn't stomach it, couldn't get through it, I don't think I'll ever watch it again, to 10 being, oh, that was the most terrific thing, I'm going to rush out and buy it on Blu-ray. Probably not on this one, but if it comes up again and a friend says, hey, I haven't seen that, I'd watch it again. So I'll give it a solid 7. There you are. That is my review. And wait, what's that I hear?
There's that music again. That means that's all for this time. So let me tell you how to get in touch with me if you're so inclined. My podcasts are at chuckchat.com, where they've been since 2004. More general information about me is at Chuck Tomasi. I assume you can spell Chuck, right? But Tomasi is T-O-M-A-S-I, and there you'll find links to Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, books, career notes, and all that stuff. Some shows are recorded in the Binary Studio in sunny Phoenix, Arizona, and the rest are recorded on my phone using Boss Jock. I'm sure you can tell the difference just by listening. This show is part of the Dog Days of Podcasting, a challenge for podcasters to make a podcast a day for 30 days, about this time each year, August. Thanks to my friend and coworker Craig Stepp for coming up with the idea in 2012. For more information about the Dog Days of Podcasting, head over to dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Thank you for listening, and I give you a binary high five. 101.